看见你们。
And we ask them to stand.
还有一个好消息。
Another good news.
季太太又多了一个孙子。
Mrs. G just gained a new grandson.
前不久我去季家看见季太太的女儿 Margaret 肚子好大。现在已经生了一个男孩子，很重的一个男孩子。
Two days ago, I saw Margaret, and she was quite ready. And I guess now the son has arrived, 8 pounds and 6 ounces.
恭喜季太太。
We'd like to give her our congratulations.
我在讲到以前要提醒大家，我们礼拜堂有很多这个。刊物可以免费送给大家。
Before I give the message this morning, I'd like to call your attention to many of the literature that we have. We're able to give them to you with no charge.
有一些是中文的，有一些是中英文都有的，有一些是英文的。
Some are in Chinese only, others are in English only, and then others have both languages.
这许多的刊物啊，都是我们所支持的一些拆船工作的单位送来的，希望大家能够看。
These literature come from many of the organizations which we support.
今天是我这一次讲到最后一次提到拆船的工作，我盼望大家散会以后每个人能够拿一两份回去看一看。
Today is the last in a series of messages on going out on witnessing on mission work. So after the message this morning, I hope you can go out and take a look at some of the literature we have out in the lobby.
等会会有一个桌子放在礼拜堂的门口，上面都放了这些东西，你可以自由的拿。
We will have a table outside by the door.Upon which we have many of these literatures, and I'd like to encourage to pick some up and take them home.
假如有哪一个人今天不在这里，你觉得他也需要看的，你可以多拿一份送给他。我盼望大家把那些所有的刊物都拿完。
If anyone that you know who is not here and you feel that he will be benefited by these literatures, we'd like to encourage to take some home for them.
上个礼拜我提到关于祷告的重要。
Last Sunday I talked about the importance of prayer.
我今天早晨感谢主。因为神的道产生了好的效果。
And I really thank God that His word is fruitful.
我们礼拜三晚上一向只有中文的祷告会。
In the past, every Wednesday night, we only had Chinese prayer meeting.
我真没想到上个礼拜三晚上有八位，假如我记得不错，有八位讲英文的青年的弟兄姐妹，他们自动的也在教会里面有祷告会。
Last Wednesday, I was very surprised to see that there were 8 members, English-speaking members from the youth group who came for prayer meeting last Wednesday night.
今天早晨10点到10点半的那个祷告时间，在楼上209房间。也增加了好些祷告的人。
And I also thank God that this morning between 10 and 10:30, our regular prayer time.We had also quite a few additional members joining us in prayer.
这些事情让牧师心里得到很大的安慰。
These signs give me great encouragement.
我盼望神继续的祝福你们，多用祷告来侍奉。
I hope God will continue to bless all of you and motivate you to pray more.
有一句话我要送给大家。
I'd like to give you one phrase.
用手以前。先用是在。Before you use your hands, knees.
Before you use your hands, use your knees first.
大家懂得这个意思吗？
You understand?
用手以前，先用膝盖。
Before you use your hands, learn to use your knees first.
当你还没有做什么事情以前。先借着祷告，跪着祷告，先交托在神的手里。
Before you do anything, prior to that, get on your knees and pray to the Lord first.
我们今天早晨请大家看哥林多前书第九章。
Please turn with me now to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章第16节和17节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16 and 17.
这是保罗所写的两句话。
These two verses are written by Apostle Paul.
哥林多前书第九章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16。
我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若是不甘心呢，责任却已经托付我了。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for I am under compulsion. For woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this voluntarily, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have a stewardship entrusted to me.
保罗在这里讲到，一个基督徒假如不传福音，有祸了。
Paul is saying here that if you do not preach the gospel, then woe is upon you.
神把这个传福音的责任给我们，假如我们甘心去做，将来有赏赐；假如你不做，将来怎么交账呢？
And then in addition to that, Paul is saying that if you go out.And preach the gospel willingly, then you will receive a reward in the future. But if you do not, then how are you going to give account of the stewardship which has been given to you?
请大家注意这句话，责任已经托付我了。
Notice Paul said that I have a stewardship entrusted to me.
我们再看约翰福音第九章第四节。
Turn with me again to John chapter 9, verse 4.
约翰福音第九章第四节
John chapter 9 verse 4
这是主耶稣讲的话
These are words spoken by Jesus himself
趁着白日我们必须做那差我来者的工黑夜降到就没有人能做工了
John 9 verse 4 We must work the workof him who sent me as long as it is day night is coming when no man can work
在这里讲的道理是很明显的白天能够工作晚上就不能工作
It's very clearly stated that we can only work during the day but not at night
可是耶稣所说的工作是什么工作呢
But what does Jesus mean by the work that we must do
传福音的工作
Simply put it is to preach his gospel
请大家注意耶稣在这里用一个字差遣我的差、
Notice one word in this verse and that is him who sent me the word send
耶稣在这里提醒我们他是被神差遣到世界上来完成一项工作的
Jesus reminded us that he was sent by God the Father to accomplish a mission
要完成这个工作必须把握时间
To complete that mission, he must take advantage of the time that he has.
趁着白日
To work while it is day.
还能够工作的时候你要抓住那个机会
When you still have an opportunity to work, you need to grab hold of that opportunity.
黑夜降到就没有人能工作
When darkness comes, then no one can work.
我们再看我们主题的经文印在我们周报上的就是约翰福音第二十章
Let's turn to the topic for this series of messages. John chapter 20.
约翰福音第二十章
John chapter 20.
第二十一节
Verse 21.
耶稣对他们说愿你们平安父怎样差遣了我我也照样差遣你们
Jesus therefore said to them again,Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.
耶稣照样的差遣我们。
As the Father has sent Jesus, he also sent you and I.
我们再看马可第十六章。
Turn again to Mark chapter 16.
马可第十六章第十五节。
Mark 16, verse 15.
你们往普天下去传福音给万民听
And he said to them Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation
约翰第二十章是耶稣复活当天晚上在耶路撒冷对门徒说的话
The earlier passage from John 20 was spoken by Jesus the very night he resurrected to his disciples.
马可十六章是耶稣复活以后第八天，下一个礼拜天的晚上，同样在耶路撒冷对门徒说的话。
Mark 16 was spoken by Jesus 8 days after resurrection, a week later.
还有几句话是耶稣复活八天以后，在加利利的山上对门徒说的，记载在马太福音第二十八章。
And in Matthew chapter 28, records words spoken by Jesus after the eighth day of his resurrection.
在马太福音第二十八章里面，耶稣讲到，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Again, in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
这是一项非常重要的宣告。
This is a very important proclamation.
他也提到一项命令。
He also mentioned a command.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you.
最后他提到一项很宝贵的应许。
And lastly, he gave a very precious promise.
我就与你们同在，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age.
耶稣复活以后，在世界上有四十天的时间向门徒显现，然后他就被接升天了。
After Jesus' resurrection, he walked on the earth for 40 days with his followers, until at the end of the 40th day, he was raised up into heaven. He ascended into heaven.
圣经上告诉我们，耶稣将来有一天还要回到这个世界上来审判所有的人。
And the Bible teaches us that one day he's going to return to judge all the men in this world.
当耶稣那一天复活升天的那一天，从地上升天的那一天，最后他跟门徒讲了几句什么话呢？
And on that very last day, the day he ascended into heaven, he also spoke to his disciples just before he left.
我们知道耶稣升天是在一座山的山顶上。
We know that he ascended from the top of a mountain.
那个山的名字叫做橄榄山。
That's the top of Mount Olives.
我附带的提两句重要的话。
Let me mention a couple of other words.
在旧约有一地方的圣经很清楚地告诉我们，将来耶稣再来的时候，他也要降临在橄榄山上，就是他升天的同一个地点。
The scripture is very clear in saying that when he returns, he will return the same way he departed, meaning he will descend onto the Mount of Olives when he returns.
当他升天的时候，他最后讲了什么话呢？
Right before he ascended on the top of Mount Olives, he said,
使徒行传第一章第八节，
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节讲到，圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚一直到地极做耶稣基督的见证。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
在这里讲到做见证的能力是从圣灵来的。
The verse mentions the power in our witnessing comes from the Holy Spirit.
这就是我为什么提醒大家我们要多祷告。
Why is it that we need to pray more?
没有祷告就没有能力。
Without prayer, there's no power from the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么我跟大家彼此勉励，用手以前先用膝盖。
This is the reason we need to, before we use our hands to work in witnessing, we must use our knees first.
耶稣基督到世界上来，他是代表天上的神。
When Jesus came to the world, he represented the Heavenly Father.
耶稣基督心目中有一个盼望，他盼望今天活在世上的基督徒也能够代表耶稣基督。
And Jesus has one hope, which is that after he left this world physically, that the Christians in this world would in turn represent him to the rest of the world.
这就是《使徒行传》一章八节所说的做耶稣基督的见证。
This is exactly what Acts 1:8 means.To be my witnesses.
今天我们再要看另外一段的经文。
This morning we want to continue with other portions of scripture.
路加福音第二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
我们已经一再的强调，耶稣最后所讲的话是最重要的话。
We have been emphasizing that the last words spoken by Jesus are the most important ones.
在四福音的末了，使徒行传的开头都提到耶稣最后所讲的话。
Toward the end of all the four gospels and the beginning of Acts chapter 1, We read many of the words spoken by Jesus just before he left.
我们已经看过马太、马可、约翰和使徒行传。今天我们最后的时候要看路加福音二十四。
We have looked at the end of Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and John, and also the beginning of Acts. This morning we want to continue looking at the end portions of the Gospel according to Luke.
路加二十四章第四十五节。
Luke chapter 24 verse 45.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
Luke chapter 24 verse 45 says, Then Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures.
又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。
And he said to them, Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and rise again from the dead the third day.
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道从耶路撒冷起直传到外邦
And that repentance for forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations beginning from Jerusalem
你们就是这些事的见证
You are witnesses of these things
我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上你们要在城里等候直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
And behold, I'm sending forth the promise of my Father upon you, but you are to stay in the city until you're clothed with power from on high.
这一段经文是其他几段我们以前所看的经文的一个综合性的记载。
I believe this passage in Luke is a comprehensive, passage which includes all the other passages that we looked at.Before.
他把耶稣复活以后这个四十天和门徒所讲的话把它整理一下放在一块儿记在这里
Luke apparently took all the words spoken by Jesus during those 40 days and rearranged them in a understandable order and recorded them in this chapter
我们发现路加所记载的有几个重点
We see that Luke has several important points
47 Verse 47. 并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道。请大家注意，这里提到赦罪。
Verse 47. And that repentance for forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed. Notice the forgiveness of sins.
我们在教会里面常常讲到耶稣基督的救恩。这个救恩是什么意思
We often talk about the grace or the salvation of Jesus. What do we mean by the salvation of Jesus?
在教会里面所提到的救恩就是讲到罪得到赦免。
Very simply put, the salvation of Jesus is simply to receive the forgiveness of our sins.
圣经上讲到世人都犯了罪。
The Bible said all have sinned.
圣经上讲到按着定命人人都有一死死后且有审判
And the Bible also said that after death comes judgment for every man
大家注意这里提到罪的事实也提到罪的审判
Notice that the Bible is very clear on the fact of man's sin and also the fact of the judgment for the sin
假如你明白圣经上这些话你知道人类是在一个很大的危险之中。
If you have the full understanding of these two verses, you would understand that man is living in a very dangerous time.
我们最迫切的需要就是罪恶得到赦免。
The greatest need for every man is to receive the forgiveness of their sins.
耶稣基督的福音并不是单单讲到穷人变成有钱人，有病人变成健康的人，最要紧的是讲的什么？罪人能够得到罪的赦免。
The message of Jesus is not only so that a poor can become rich, or that a sick person can receive healing, but is that sinners can be saved from the judgment of sin.
在现在时下所流行的情形，很多人为了人的尊严，很少愿意提到罪的情形。
In our days, very often we're very reluctant.To really confront and bring out the fact of sin.
不敢提到罪。
We don't dare to mention the sin.
尤其是我们的好朋友，我们真是不敢跟他讲福音，一讲了怕得罪他了。
Especially sometimes with our good friends who are non-Christians, we're so afraid to speak to them about Jesus because we're afraid that we may offend them.
啊，得罪他了，何必呢？
Why should we offend them?
所以有些人应当讲罪的时候他不讲罪，他说是过失，小错误 just mistake, not sin.
Sometimes we're very reluctant to point out this, that he is sinful, he needs to change. Instead we said it's just a small mistake.
还有一个我想你是很难翻译的、啊、这个中文中国人说啊，毛病，小毛病，你怎么翻译的？毛，你知道什么叫毛知道吗？啊，他说小毛病，就是我这个身上有一根毛有点病。
Or sometimes in Chinese we say, there's an idiom in Chinese, instead of saying, you know, a little problem, I just, what is it, a small...
你学得好，他很难翻译。
Small, hairy sickness, I guess, I don't know.
我知道在台湾有一个人，他常常向这个高阶层的人讲道。
I know that in Taiwan there was a Christian who often witnesses to people in very high positions.
他不敢讲到罪这个字。
And he was always very afraid to mention to these people he's witnessing to about their sin.
怕得罪他们。
Because he's afraid to that he's going to offend them.
有几次神也给我机会向一些做大官的人做见证，我求神给我勇气，他要我讲什么让我讲。
And also once I had the opportunity to speak to people, the political officials in high positions, and I asked the Lord to give me the courage. If he wants me to speak, then I would be bold enough to speak up.
这就是耶利米书第一章里面所讲的，神勉励那个年轻人耶利米，你不要怕，我叫你到哪里去你就去，我叫你说什么话你就说。
This is very much like Jeremiah. In chapter 1 of Jeremiah, the Lord spoke to him and told him, Young Jeremiah, do not be afraid. Wherever I send you, you shall go, and whatever I want you to speak, you will speak.
假如我们在教会传福音的时候，我们向人做见证的时候不提到罪，把这个罪恶给它粉饰得很漂亮，我们就是改变了耶稣基督这个纯正的福音。
If we go out and witness, if we go out and preach the gospel, and we compromise on this issue of sin, we sort of cover up the sin, blot it over, and put some cosmetic over the sins, then we have betrayed the central message of forgiveness of sin and of repentance.
我们在座的诸位，你敢不敢知道自己有罪？
Let me ask you, do you feel that you are a sinner?
每一次神光照我的时候，我总觉得自己有罪。
Every time the Lord revealed my sins to me, I'm convicted that I am a sinner.
昨天晚上已经很晚了，我家的电话铃响。
Last night was very late already, the phone rang.
有一位弟兄打电话给我。
It was a brother who called me.
他说对不起牧师，我今天要向你道歉。
He called me very late and said, Pastor Chang, I'm sorry, I want to apologize to you.
他说我可能冒犯了你，对不起。
I'd like to apologize to you.
我说什么事情呢？
I asked him, why do you want to apologize?
我说你所做的事情没有什么对不起我。
Whatever you do, there's nothing that offends me.
你知道我们的同工会呀、啊，圣灵大大的做工了、
啊。I don't know if you know, but the Holy Spirit greatly moved in our co-workers meeting.
有一位弟兄，他平常是很安静，不大讲话。
There was a brother in our church who was usually very quiet and very seldom speak.
我看得出来，是圣灵在他心里面感动他说话。
And I'm convinced that it was the Holy Spirit who touched him and convicted him to speak up.
他讲完话以后，很多人祷告。
After he spoke, many people pray on their knees.
很多人跪下来祷告。
Many people pray on their knees.
在美国，我很少看见人跪下来祷告。
In America, I seldom see Christians pray on their knees.
你看见有人跪下来祷告吗？很少。
I can ask you the same thing. I'm sure very seldom you see Christians praying on their knees.
在美国的基督徒太直了，就跪不下来。
I believe Christians in America are too stiff, hard for them to bend down on their knees.
我来美国，这是第一次我看见最多的一次。
The first time when since I've been in the States that I saw so many people, so many Christians praying on their knees. Many people shed tears. I feel there's great hope for our church. Without prayer, there's no hope. If there's prayer, there must be hope. I also pray to the Lord. I also confess my sins to the Lord.
很多的时候我的脾气比较急躁。
Very often my temper gets a better hold of me.
我知道这是我的弱点。
I know this is my weakness.
我感谢主有很多的时候有人为牧师的弱点祷告。
I thank God very often many of you pray for my weaknesses.
有些时候我觉得我很难忍耐啊。
Very often I feel it's so difficult for me to endure and to have patience.
圣经的话常常提醒我爱是很久忍耐。
And the scripture often many times remind me that love is patient.
圣经上讲到罪。
The Bible talks about sin.
我们在传福音的时候，希望人能够发现自己有罪。
As we preach the gospel, we wish for the Holy Spirit to convince the sinners of their sins.
这是第一个重要的。
This is the first important point.
路加还提到第二个重点。
Luke also mentioned the second point.
也是在四十七节。
Also in verse 47,
人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道。这里他的名是谁？就是耶稣基督的名。
And that repentance for forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in His name. In whose name? In Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的福音最重要的不是一个道理，乃是一个人，就是耶稣自己。
The most importantmessage in the gospel of Jesus Christ is not a doctrine, but is a person.
他是解决罪恶唯一的方法。
He is the only way to deal with man's sin.
有些人问耶稣怎么能够救人的罪呢？
Some people often ask, how can Jesus save men from their sins?
我上一次提到过耶稣这个名字的意思就是救主，他要把人从罪恶里救出来，怎么救呢？
Last Sunday I mentioned that the name of Jesus actually meant Savior.How is this person, Jesus, going to save men from their sins?
圣经上讲到每一个罪恶谁一定要审判。
Because the Bible is very clear that every single act of sin we commit, God is going to judge.
耶稣来救我们就是替我们受罪的刑罚，让我们不必受罪的刑罚。
Very simply put, the core of Jesus' gospel is that he came to take on the judgment for our sins in our place instead of us.
圣经上讲到罪的工价就是死。
The Bible is very clear that the wages of sin is death.
圣经上讲到耶稣基督替我们死。
The Bible is very clear in stating that Jesus died in our place.
你能够想象得到一个33岁的人死是怎么一回事情？
I wonder if you can imagine how it is for a 33-year-old young man to die.
你生一个孩子，你多么盼望他能够长大到33岁成家立业。耶稣就是33岁死了，在他的母亲面前活生生地把他弄死了。
How often as parents you wish your child, your son to grow up, to establish his own family, and to be secure in his own life. And it was at this time, 33-year-old, that Jesus died before his mother's eyes.
我盼望我们礼拜堂这个十字架墙上高高这个十字架不是一个装饰品，让我们每次做礼拜的时候大家学习仰望，想到耶稣的爱。
I hope the cross behind us would not be simply a decorative item in our sanctuary, but it will be a reminder to each one of us as we come in, the death of Jesus.
下面有两句很重要的话。
And then there are two very important sentences.
第一句。
The first one.
假如我们不提到罪，我们就不必传福音。
If we don't want to mention about man's sin, then there's no need to speak even about the gospel.
第二句。
The second sentence.
假如我们不提到耶稣基督，我们就没有什么福音可以传。
If we do not mention the person of Jesus, then we don't have any good news, any gospel.
没有罪，你为什么要传福音呢？
If man does not have sin, then what is the need for salvation?
没有救主，耶稣你传什么福音呢？
And without a savior, what is the point in your message of salvation?
约翰福音十四章第六节，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能够到天上的神那里去。
John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus said, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
使徒行传第四章十二节，除了耶稣基督以外，没有别的拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救，只有耶稣我们可以靠着他得救。
And in Acts chapter 4 verse 12 it says, And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved.
你知道美国有一位很有名的布教家，这个 Dr. Billy Graham.
There's a very famous evangelist in America, Dr. Billy Graham.
他蒙神重用，在很多的地方主领布道会，千千万万的人都信了耶稣。
He is being greatly used by God. Everywhere you go, many, many people repented of their sins and accepted Christ as their Savior.
有一次他提到他到英国去布道的经验。
He mentioned once about his experience in going to England.
在英国有两个很有名的学校，你们知道，一个是牛津大学，一个是剑桥大学。
There are two very famous universities in London. One is Oxford, the other one is Cambridge.
当 Billy Graham 先生被请到那里去讲道的时候，他说这些人都是这么聪明的人，我向他们讲什么呢？
Billy Graham went there and felt that all these people in Oxford and Cambridge are all such intelligent intellectuals. What can I say to them?
他去讲道以前，他看了很多哲学的、文学的那些书啊，他要向他们讲。
And before he went there, he studied many books on philosophy to prepare himself to talk to them.
可是他发现他讲了好几天没有果效。
But after a few days, he felt that there wasn't any, he didn't see any effectiveness.
有一天晚上聚会完了以后，他回到他旅馆的房间，他心情很沉重，他不能睡觉，他在神面前祷告。
So after one night, after the meeting, he went home to his hotel and he felt very burdened, so he started praying.
神光照他，他开始认罪。
And God enlightened him, and he started confessing his sin.
你光讲智慧，高言大句。你忽略了耶稣基督的十字架。
God convicted him that you've been spending too much time talking about knowledge, talking about philosophy, but you have neglected the most important message, that is the person of Jesus.
那个时候他下定了一个决心，无论什么人，我都讲一个题目，耶稣基督。
And that night, he made a commitment that regardless of who he speaks to, he would talk of only the person of Jesus.
你知道无论世界上什么样的人，有些人他的头脑很大，他的心灵很贫乏。
It's ironic, by many people you run into, they have a real big head, but inside their hearts there's turmoil.
真正能够让他心灵里面充实的，就是耶稣的福音，十字架的救恩。
The real thing that can really satisfy the longing in their hearts is the person of Jesus Christ and the salvation at the cross.
路加在这里提醒我们，必须要讲到人的罪，必须要讲到耶稣基督是救主。
Luke here reminded us, when you go out and preach the gospel, you must mention man's sin. Secondly, you must mention Jesus, the person, as the Savior.
还有第三点。
And the third point,
我们再看四十七节。
Verse 47.
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道。在这里提到悔改。
Verse 47. And that repentance...For forgiveness of sins shall be proclaimed in Jesus' name to all the nations. Notice the word repentance.
我们现在已经讲得很清楚，世人都犯了罪。
We have spoken very clearly so far that all men have sinned.
我们也讲得很清楚，只有一位救主，就是耶稣基督。
We have also stated very clearly that there's only one person by which we can be saved, and that is Jesus.
现在一个问题产生了。
Now there's a problem.
耶稣死在十字架上，是不是全人类的罪？立刻都赦了。
Let me ask you, when Jesus died on the cross, did he
automatically
all the sins are forgiven?
是不是？
Is it true that all the sins of the world are forgiven by the one act of Jesus' death?
或者我再用另外一个方法来问这句。
Let me ask you from another angle.
耶稣是要救全人类，是不是全人类都得救了？
Jesus wants to save the whole world and he died for the whole world, but is the whole world saved?
没有。
No.
耶稣已经为人类死了两千年，可是在现在，直到现在，还有很多世上的人没有得救。
Jesus' death was for all the people in the world, but not all the people in the world are saved today.
耶稣的福音，假如想要在你身上发生果效，有一个必要的条件，你必须要悔改。
In order for the gospel of Jesus to really take effect in your life, you must do one thing, and that is the word repentance.
这里有很多丰盛的饮食，你饿得很啊，除非你吃了，你不会饱，你要接受。
You can stand before a banquet table with all kinds of great dishes on the table, and you're very hungry. The only way that you can be satisfied is if you eat of that food.
一个人来到神的面前，他必须要悔改，才能够得到神的救。
When you come before God, you need to repent in order to receive His salvation.
约翰一书一章九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免。
1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
这就是福音，一认罪就赦免。
This is the gospel. As soon as you confess, it is forgiven.
以前有一个人信了耶稣。
Once there was a person who accepted Christ.
他回到家里去向他家乡的人传福音。
He went back to his hometown and shared his salvation with his relative.
他家里的人都笑他，你这个人这么坏，你还可以传福音。
And all the people in his family laughed at him because they knew how bad he was. And he says, how can a bad person like you be preaching the gospel to us?
他说就是坏人，信了耶稣才觉得福音宝贵啊。
He said that it is exactly because how bad I was that I really treasure the salvation that I have received.
不必要等到你很好的时候才传福音，就把你的本相讲给别人听，说耶稣救了你，这是福音，这是福音的大能。
Don't wait till when you're perfect. Even when you're imperfect, you preach the message. The key is the message.
时间过得很快，我不希望下个礼拜再讲这个题目，所以我还要再继续的多用几分钟讲，还没有讲完。
Time has passed very quickly, but I don't want to spend another Sunday on this. So I want to take a few more moments to finish up.
请大家注意第四点。
Notice the fourth point.
还是第四十七节。
Also verse 47.
人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，一直传到万邦。这里提到万邦。
And that repentance for forgiveness of sins shall be proclaimed in his name to all the nations.
传福音必须要传遍全世界每一个角落。
To preach the gospel, we need to reach all corners of the earth.
我们中国人不但是有责任向中国人传福音，也有责任向非中国人传福音。
We as Chinese, not only we have the responsibility to preach this message to Chinese, but also to non-Chinese people as well.
在我们礼拜堂旁边有一个老人院，有一些有病的人住在那。
Near our church, there's a convalescent home. Many of the elderly people live there.
从我家的公寓的地方走到礼拜堂，我常常在路上看见有一个坐在轮椅上的美国人。
As I pass from my apartment to the church, I often see a person sitting in a wheelchair.
有一天我就问他，hey, 我到礼拜堂去，你愿不愿意去？
One day as I passed by, I asked him, hey, I'm going to the church. You want to come along?
他说好。
He said yes.
我就把他推到礼拜堂。
So I pushed him over to the church here.
从那个时候开始，他每个礼拜天都来。
And from that day on,He's been here every Sunday morning.
他就是 John, 他坐在后面，我们非常欢迎他。
This is John sitting in the back, and we really welcome him.
我们灵粮堂虽然大部分是中国人，可是我们并不是说不是中国人不可以来的。
Even though the Bread of Life Church is a Chinese church, but there's no rule says that only Chinese can come into this church.
上一次受洗的时候，我心里真是感谢主 ，Joycelyn 受洗。
And last time when we had the baptismal service, I was very happy.To see Joycelyn get baptized.
在我所实习的人中间 ，Joycelyn 是第一个非中国人。
Joycelyn was the first non-Chinese person that I had baptized.
我感谢主，在我们教会的会员当中有 Neil, 有 Nora, 有 Joycelyn， 我非常的 感谢主。
And I also very thankful that among us we have Neil with us and also Nora.
我们中间有 Jack 有 Doug， 我们非常的欢迎你们。
And also Jerry welcome you.
我们也盼望你们能够带领很多非中国人也到礼拜堂来，我们用英文他们都明白的，我们讲什么。
We also hope that you can bring many of your friends and joining us.
最后我再提到的。
And lastly,
就是第四十九节。
Lastly, verse 49.
我要将我父所应许的，注意，耶稣说我父所应许的是什么
？And behold, I'm sending forth the promise of my Father. What is the promise of Jesus' Father?
我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。从上头来的能力是什么
？I'm sending forth the promise of my Father upon you.But you are to stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. What is this power from on high?
父所应许的和从上头来的能力都是指着圣灵说。
Both the promise of my Father and the power from on high is the Holy Spirit.
神已经应许当耶稣升天以后圣灵要来。
God has already promised that when Jesus ascended into heaven, he will send the Holy Spirit to indwell us.
圣经上已经讲过，我们若是得到圣灵，我们就得着做见证的能力，这就是从上头来的能力。
The Bible already said that if we receive the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we also receive the power to be His witnesses.
在这里有一个先后的顺序，很要紧。
But there is a precedence and there's an order here.
先得到圣灵的能力，然后靠着这个能力。
First, receive the power from the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and then become witnesses.
当耶稣还没有差遣门徒进到世人当中去以前，耶稣先差遣圣灵进到门徒里面。
Before Jesus commanded them to go out to preach the gospel to all parts of the world, he first told them to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们将这个差传的信息到了一个做结论的时候。
Today, as we conclude the series of talks.On witnessing.
我盼望神用我们所听到的这些话鼓励我们常常记得耶稣最后所讲的话照着去做。
I sincerely hope that God will use his own words to remind you of the message that Jesus left with us just before he left.
你礼拜天到礼拜堂来的时候不要忘记有没有可能带一个人来。
When you come to church on Sunday mornings, think about whether it's possible for you to bring someone else with you.
一辆车子可以坐五个人假如你的车子还有空位要不要再带一个
If you can sit five people in your car and you still have four extra ones left, can you bring someone else?
我们这个停车场常常不够用，可是礼拜堂还有空位，就是说有很多车子没有坐五个人。
We often run out of parking spaces, and yet we still have plenty of seats in the sanctuary. That means that many cars are coming quite empty.
我们在传福音的时候常常犯的几个错误，我们的提醒。
When we preach the gospel, we often make certain common mistakes. We want to remind you and caution you against these mistakes.
不要忘记讲到罪的赦免。
Don't forget to talk about the forgiveness of sin.
不要忘记高举耶稣基督的名。
Don't forget to uplift the name of Jesus.
不要忘记劝人要悔改。
Don't forget to encourage men to repent.
不要只顾自己享受，忘记那些还没有信福音的人。
Don't simply enjoy the salvation on your own, but to share this with others.
最后。
And lastly,
我们传福音不是凭着我们血气，我们乃是靠着圣灵。
When we preach the gospel, it's not based on the strength in our flesh and blood, but is on the power of the Holy Spirit.
盼望更多的人注重祷告，追求圣灵的能力，使我们为主耶稣做见证的时候，能够有很好的果实。
I hope and pray we'll spend more and more time praying together, so that as we go out and witness, we can see the fruit.
请大家读圣经诗篇一百三十三篇
Please turn with me to Psalm chapter 133
诗篇一百三十三篇
Psalm chapter 133
看哪弟兄和睦同居是何等的善何等的美
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity
我们大家一同念这一节。
Let's read this verse one together, all together now.
看哪，
好 good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
何等的美！我今天所要讲的跟我们节目单上所印的 临时有了改变，请大家原谅。
What I'm going to say this morning has nothing to do with the topic that was printed in the program this morning.
因为昨天晚上我们很多弟兄姐妹在一块讨论，所以我们有了这样的一个改变。
Because last night at the prayer meeting we had a discussion, we decided to change the message a little bit this morning.
我很高兴今天早晨看见戚继华弟兄一家，他们是从中国大陆出来的。他们在这里有几个月都没有这个绿卡，非常苦恼。感谢神，他们现在又回到香港去，现在已经来了，都得到了。请你真是感谢主。
We're very happy this morning to see the Chi family here. They were here from mainland China for several months without permanent residency, and they have recently returned to Hong Kong and returned back to the States, and they have their permanent residency now.
我不晓得戚先生一家人坐在哪儿，可不可以请你们起立好不好？大家看见你们一定很高兴，感谢主。在前面，请大家看在这儿，戚先生在前面，中间大家往前面看啊。这个戚家的妹妹弟弟，戚太太今天有一点身体不舒服，大概长途旅行累。
Mrs. Chi is not feeling well this morning, so she's not here. Thank you.
请坐。另外，我们也很高兴看见朱老先生从加拿大。旅行平安的回来。
We're also very happy to see Mr. Chu returning from Canada.
可不可以请朱老先生起立好吗？谢谢。另外有黄小芬、黄小玲、黄小华姐妹从台湾旅行也平安的回来。
Also, the three Wong sisters just returned from Taiwan.
Where are you? Stand up, please. Okay. 小芬、小玲、小华，他们三个人啊。我们很高兴看见一些到外地旅行的人平安的回来。
Also very happy to see many of the others who return from their vacation.
有好消息，也有不太好的消息。
There's some good news and there's some bad news.
Wing 沈弟兄，他们暑假在这里好几个月，大家跟他在一块很高兴。可是我听说未来的礼拜六他就要回到 Michigan 继续的攻读他的医学的学位。请大家为他祷告。
Wayne's been here for the summer and we had a good time with him, but he'll be returning back to Michigan to continue his second year of study in medicine.
Wayne 在哪里？ Where's Wayne? Stand up, please. Okay, 请大家为他祷告。
Please pray for him.
我今天早上的讲道只有十分钟。
I only have 10 minutes this morning.
因为有一些参加夏令会的弟兄姐妹，他们要做见证。
Because many of the brothers and sisters coming back from the family retreat wants to have some time to share with you.
在夏令会以后，本堂举行了一连八天的祷告会。
Right after we returned from family retreat, we conducted a series of 8 consecutive days of prayer meetings.
这个没有办法解释，只能够说这是圣灵的工作。
We can't really explain it, but to say that.It's the working of the Holy Spirit in our church.
在过去的七天晚上，每天都有二三十个人参加。
Past 7 days, every evening we had at least 20, 30 people attending.
礼拜三的晚上是参加的人数最多的一次，有55位。
Wednesday night we had 55, it was the highest attendance.
今天晚上是这一次祷告会的最后一晚，希望你无论如何来参加。
This evening is the last day of the series of all week prayer meetings, so we'd like to encourage as many of you as possible to attend this evening.
在这些日子里面看见弟兄姐妹爱神爱教会的心，使人不能够不受到感动。
What we've seen this past 7 days, the love that the Christian brothers and sisters had for the church, for God and for each other, you cannot help but be touched.
想一想看。一个人工作了8个小时在 freeway 上这样的挤，回到家里吃了晚饭赶快来参加祷告会，为了什么？
Just think of it. After 8 hours of working and also the traffic jams on the freeway, after they get home, they had a fast dinner and come here to pray. What for?
姊妹们也不轻松，在美国什么事情都是自己做，晚上还有姊妹们带着很小的小宝宝来参加祷告会。
And also in this country, you know, we have to do everything. We have no maids, and many of the wives even bring their little children to come and participate in the prayer meeting.
我看见一个弟兄好几次来参加祷告会，我心里面很痛。
There was one particular brother who came that really, really touched me deeply.
我知道他是每天晚上从12点工作到早晨的8点。
I know that his working hour goes from 12 at night to 8 in the morning.
他也来参加祷告。
He came also.
为了什么？
What for?
爱神 爱神的教会。
Because of his love for God and his love for God's church.
我这几天在读圣经的时候，有一段经文感动我。
As I was reading the scripture this past week, a particular passage really touched me.
那是在耶利米书里面第十八章所讲到的。
This is found in Jeremiah chapter 18.
那里讲到一个窑匠用泥土做器皿。
Talking about a potter using clay to build a vessel.
在神的眼光中来看，你我就像一块泥土，在我们的神的手中，他要做，把你做成一个有用的器皿。
In God's eyes, you and I are clays in His hand for Him to be molded into useful instruments.
那首诗歌也感动我说，你是窑匠，主啊，你是窑匠，我是泥土。
And also in Psalms, it says, Oh Lord, you are the potter and I am the clay.
我盼望神给我们每一个人有一个平静的心，安静在神面前，让神做事。
I hope that every one of us will quiet our hearts and relax and allow God to mold us into what He wants us to be.
在每天祷告会的时间中间都有一段分享。
Every evening when we got together to pray, we had a short time of sharing.
有一天晚上，有一个老太太被圣灵感动，读刚才我们所读的诗篇一百三十三篇。
On one of the evenings, one of the elderly sisters in our church was touched by the Holy Spirit, and she read to us this particular Psalm 133.
看哪，弟兄和睦同居，是何等的善，何等的美。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
和睦同居不是分裂。
Dwell together in unity, not in conflict or in division.
第二天的晚上，有一位青年的弟兄也被圣灵感动，读这一篇。
And the following evening, another younger brother in the church also shared about this particular psalm.
这个弟兄他在前一天晚上他没来，他也不晓得有人已经读了这一段圣经。
He wasn't there the night before, so he didn't know that someone had shared the psalm.
这个第一天晚上讲话的，这是一位老太太，是说中文的。
The first time was shared by an elderly lady, Mandarin speaking.
第二天晚上说话的是一位年轻的弟兄，说英文的。
And the second evening was shared by a younger brother who is English speaking.
我就看见神的灵在我们弟兄中间、姐妹中间运行。
So I see the Holy Spirit has moved.Among the Christian brothers and sisters in our church.
无论是年老的也好，年轻的也好。
Regardless elderly ones or younger ones.
无论是说中文的也好，说英文的也好。
Regardless English speaking or Chinese speaking.
无论是弟兄也好，是姐妹也好。
Regardless brothers or sisters.
我们同被一个灵所感动。
We are all moved by the same Holy Spirit.
今天教会所需要的就是这样的一个见证。看啊，弟兄和睦同居，是何等的善。
What we need the most in our church today is this testimony, this witness to others that behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
我在读圣经的时候，另外有一节也是很深的感动我。
Also, another verse touched me deeply this past week.
我甚至把它记在我随身携带的小记事本上。
I even wrote it in my own appointment book.
这是在箴言第十九章第十一节。
This is in Proverbs 19, verse 11.
宽恕人的过失便是自己的荣耀。
The latter part of chapter 19 of Proverbs verse 11 says, And it is his glory to overlook a transgression.
神借着这个话提醒我。
God used this particular verse to caution me.
无论你遭遇到怎样的待遇。
Regardless of what difficult experience that you go through.
无论你遭遇到怎样的攻击。
Regardless of what the...attach you under
圣经的话是这样说宽恕人的过失便是自己的荣耀
The Bible says it is his glory to overlook a transgression
其实当我在神面前反省的时候我发现自己也有很多的过失和错误
And when I came before the Lord and examining myself I see many weaknesses and many mistakes that I have made
按照圣经的话来说这就是罪
According to the Bible these are sins
什么是罪
What is a sin?
脾气不好。
Bad temper.
过去的几个月中，我生活在压力之下，我心里觉得很闷，我的脾气一天比一天的暴躁。
I have to confess to you, the last several months, I've been living every day under a lot of pressure. And from day to day, the pressure got heavier and heavier, and my temper got worse and worse.
脾气暴躁，说话就不好听。
And then when this temper finally explodes under so much pressure, it doesn't come out very nice.
说话不好听，在言语上就容易得罪人。
And because the way it comes out, the words that were spoken, offends others.
在礼拜二晚上祷告的时间，我在神面前流了好多的眼泪。
Tuesday evening, as we got together to pray, I shed many, many tears.
神给我力量，和弟兄握手和好。
And it was God who gave me the strength to be able to go up to the other brothers to shake hands and to unite with them in harmony again.
我很感谢神在我们中间做了很奇妙的事。
I really thank God for the miraculous things that He has done among us.
以下我们要听几位夏令会弟兄姐妹们的见证。
The following time, we'd like to spend sharing and listening to some of the brothers and sisters.
第一位我们听沈周蔡璇姊妹。
The first personal testimony will be given by Amy Shin.
请潘弟兄翻译。
One of the neatest things, and I would say the hardest thing.In a Christian walk, it is experiencing God's word in real life.
在基督徒行走神的道路上，最奇妙也是最难的一件事情，就是怎么样用自己活生生的见证来学习神的话。
Last few months have been a real trying months for both John and I.
在过去几个月之中，对沈宗义弟兄跟我两个人而言，是一段受熬炼的时间。
But some of you know that John has been interviewing for jobs in the last few months.
你们有很多人都知道，John在过去出去准备找一些工作。
And it's been really difficult for the two of us to decide what offer to accept.
实在是很难决定到底要接受哪一件工作。
We just want the Lord to tell us, Lord, what do you want us to do?
我们跟神说，主，你到底要我们怎么办？
Well, at one point, and we're still not sure right now, we did decide to accept a job back east.
在有一个时候，我们是接受了一个在东部的一个工作，可是我们到现在还是没有决定。
Well, at the same time, our church has been having trials.
在同样的一段时间里面，教会里面也受到了试炼。
And that's been a real burden for us, and it made it especially difficult for us to think of leaving.
那对我们而言实在是一种煎熬。那如果要讨论离开这个教会，那是更难。
And I think at times all this seems so overwhelmingly difficult for us to take.
在这段日子里面，实在是非常非常的困难，对我们而言。
And there's been times when John and I both have been very down and depressed about it.
我跟 John 两个人情绪上都非常的低落。
But in the midst of all these problems, God reminded us.As Christians, to consider all joy, my brethren, I'm reading from James, when you encounter various trials. And I said, but Lord, it's just too hard to take. But he says, consider all joy.
在这段日子里面，我们有的时候想到圣经上的话，有的时候我们就觉得好像这个试炼实在是太大，我们没有办法接受。我们跟神讲，我们怎么能够心里有快乐呢？
It says, to consider all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials.Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
在圣经上告诉我们说，我们在试炼中要喜乐，因为神所给我们的试炼是我们能够承受的。
And God caused me to see how all these trials have brought about perfect results in our lives.
那可是神在借着这些试炼里面，也逐渐的让我们看到他怎么样把一个完美的结果给我们。
You know, the pressure of having to leave compounded with the problems of the church, that really motivated us to take up arms against Satan and really move out for God.
在这些问题逐渐发展之中，可是我们也看到神的工作在那里继续的做，所以我们实在看到神的恩典在这个中间。
When God showed us we need to take more of a serious stand in doing His work and be more aggressive in training our youth in developing up their faith.
在这段时间里面，神告诉我们，我们实在很需要有 更加积极性的工作，同时要训练这些年轻人，让他们在信心上能够受到操练。
And God has allowed for all of us to see how He's been working through these trials, and He's bringing about such good results. We're seeing people come to know the Lord, and we're seeing change attitudes. And as Reverend Chang has said, that we were in tears this past week, and reconciling one another.
同时在神的这个试炼里面，我们就看到神奇妙的工作，就好像郑牧师刚刚提到，我们过去一个礼拜的祷告会中，我们流泪在那里向神求。
And our prayer life has been so encouraging, especially the youth group, the high school kids, and they've been really ministering to me in their prayer life.
对我而言，过去这个礼拜实在给我在我的祷告生活上给我很大的激励，特别是那些高中的孩子们，他们在那里迫切地向神求告。
In this past week, this past weekend, the retreat, God reminded me once again that His people need to humble themselves and come to Him in prayer, and that He would hear us.
在上个礼拜的夏令会里面，神清楚地告诉我，一个人如果要能够回转到神的里面，他就必须要谦卑下来，向神求告，承认自己的过错，这样神就会复兴我们。
And I really been seeing a lot of changed lives.And it's been really encouraging. I've been really touched.
在我必须说，这个对我而言是一个很大的感动，对我整个生命而言是一个很大的转变。
Right now, I really want to rejoice in the Lord, and I really want to thank Him for giving us a tremendous opportunity to learn these lessons in my life.
我实在在这里必须说，我要感谢神，因为他给我有这样多的机会，让我在这里能够学习到这些功课，我心里实在是非常的开心。
Even though it's been real painful.
纵然我们经过的是非常的痛苦。
And I look forward to the time when I can look back and I see how God has used these trials to bring changes in our lives.
当我回顾的时候，我实在是看到神怎么样借着这些试炼来改变我的生命。
And He says trials bring about perfection.
这个试炼带给我们生活上的完全。
And how He's using it to mold us into His likeness.
他能够推动我们，让我们来做他的工作。
I don't need to walk around like I lost a battle.
我不必垂头丧气的，好像打败了一个仗一样。
But I can look forward to God and be hopeful, and knowing that God has His victory.
我可以昂首看到神在我们的前面带领我们打这个胜利的仗。
And I really look forward to a spiritual awakening in our church, and I see God using the trials to bring that about.
我实在可以看到神即将在这个教会里面兴起复兴的工作，因为他把这样的试炼放在我们中间。
I'm really thankful for God.
我实在要感谢神。
Thank you.
谢谢各
位。谢谢。以下我们请李姊妹讲。
The next one is Jane Lee. She will give her testimony. I've been part of this church for a long time now, and over the past few years, I guess I've been really kind of drifting away.
我在这个教会实在有一段很长的时间，可是过去几年之内，我好像看起来好像慢慢的离开了这个教会。
But just recently, God has been bringing me back to church, and so when I came back, I really didn't know too many people.
最近神又把我带回到这个教会来，可是当我回来的时候，我实在看到教会里面都是些陌生的面孔，没有认得几个人。
That's why when I heard about the family conference, I was really having a lot of reservations about it.
所以当我听到有这个家庭夏令会的时候，我一开始实在是有点犹豫，我应不应该去。
But I can see now that God really used that conference to show me the love, that my brother and sisters have.
可是现在我可以回看，看到神实在借着这个夏令会，让我们看能够跟弟兄姊妹同处在一起。
Especially the last night.When we were there at the conference, little Kathy took ill.
特别是最后一个晚上当，小 Kathy 姊妹生病的时候。
At first I was wondering why did he do it? And I was really confused.
我一开始不明白神为什么这样的做，让一个姊妹在上帝会里面生病。
But later on it was pretty obvious because when you looked around, all the brothers and sisters were really concerned.
可是后来我们就很清楚地可以看到借着这件事情，你可以看出来弟兄姊妹对他的关心。
Especially the young people that I heard later on that the guys on the bottom floor, they were staying up all night and praying for Kathy.
后来我知道住在楼下的那些年轻男孩子们，他们甚至整个晚上在那里为了 Kathy 祷告。
And I guess it really helped me too, because that night, at a small sharing group, we really got together and shared what was really in our heart.
特别是那天晚上在那个之前，我们有一个小组的讨论，在那个里面真的是打动了我的心。
That night, I guess none of us got any sleep at all, but it really didn't matter.
那天晚上我想我们中间到很多人都没有睡觉，可是我想那个并不要紧。
I went home and I thought I was going to be really, really tired.
我担心我自己会变得很疲劳。
But God gave me the strength to stay awake.
可是神却赐给我力量，让我一直能够保持清醒。
Not only that, but He gave me the opportunity also to share with my dad and my brother.
特别感谢神的，不只是这样，他甚至在我回来之后，能够跟我的兄弟和我的父母们谈论这些事情，分享这些事情。
I really thank Him for that.
我真是要为了这个事情感谢。
In fact, my dad's out there right now.
事实上，我父亲现在也在这里。
Thank you.
谢谢。
谢谢。那么以下请王美国先生。
Next, Kathy Wong will give her testimony.
你等一等，另外一个。对不起啊。都对不起两位王子女。
Hi, I'd like to share with you a few things that happened at this year's Family Center Conference.
我实在是愿意在这里跟各位分享一下今年在家庭大论会里面发生的事情。
After we all moved in and got acquainted with each other, we went to the workshop.
当我们好不容易都搬到寝室里面，然后大家都搞熟了，我们就一起去讨论会。
There, Reverend Ernest Chan talked to us about spiritual gifts.
在那里，陈忠辉牧师跟我们谈论到属灵的恩赐的事情。
He told us how to find a certain special spiritual gift that God has given each one of us.
他在那里教导我们怎么样能够在神的里面寻找到我们自己所有的神给我们的那种属灵的恩赐。
Every Christian has a special spiritual gift.
每一个基督徒都有一个特别的属灵的恩赐。
Mine is counseling.
对我而言是能够安慰别人。
Then after that, we got together in little groups and tried to use our gifts to help our church.
然后后来我们就把有同样恩赐的人组织在一起，我们来一起讨论怎么样能够帮助这个教会。
And after that, in the afternoon when it was the hottest, we went out to have recreation time.
然后下午我们就一起出去有一段娱乐的时间。
Everyone got together to pop balloons, pass walnuts, and toss water balloons.
我们在那里踩气球，然后传那个核桃，后来又丢水球。
There's also a water fight between some of the members of the youth group, even though it wasn't part of the recreation.
后来这个青年团体中间有一些人就开始打起水仗来了，不过这个并不是原来计划中的一部分。
We really had a joyful time, and when the sun set, we all gathered together for the sunset inspiration.
然后在日落的时候，我们就聚在一起，有一个夕阳会在那里歌颂神。
When night came, we slept in dorms, but not after some quiet time of sharing.
晚上来了以后，我们就回到每一个人都回到宿舍里面，可是并不是马上就去睡觉，因为我们每一组都有小组讨论的时间。
I shared a room with Pat Lee.
我跟 Pat Lee 在一组。
It was really fun, and we really got to know each other a lot better.
在那个里面，我们实在是非常的有兴趣，而且我们可以彼此了解的、认识的更多。
And we also had another workshop in the night time about prayer.
在晚上我们讨论到祷告的事情。
I learned a lot about the importance of prayer.
我学习到祷告的重要性。
Christians must talk constantly with God.
基督徒必须不断地跟神在那里谈话。
It was then when I realized that I don't pray as much as I should.
然后我就发觉到我自己并不像应该祷告的那么多，我常常在祷告上有亏欠。
I had always felt that God would take care of everything even if I didn't pray.
我以前认为如果就算我不祷告的话神也会照顾我们。
But God doesn't answer prayers. God doesn't perform without prayer.
可是神并不会在你没有祷告之前就做什么，神希望你祷告。
My prayer life has really changed after I heard that message.
当我听到这个信息以后，我祷告的生活改变了。
I'm really glad that I had the opportunity.
我实在感谢神给我有这样的机会。
On the last night, Saturday, I was exposed to love of our youth group.
在礼拜六的晚上，我实在是被青年团体的爱所感动。
It just happened to be my lucky day.
那是我一个不太好的日子，我想。
I had not only gotten a bloody nose, but I had gotten sick.
我不但流了鼻血，而且我后来还生病。
Every day, everyone in our dorm stayed with me all night.
在我们宿舍里面，每一个人都跟我在一起整晚。
It really touched me to see the youth group reflect God's love.
实在是很感动，看到青年团体里面能够把神的爱这样的表现出来。
They are also loving and caring.
同时这个里面充满了爱的关切。
And I know I'll never forget the time and energy they spent with me.
我永远不会忘记这一段他们与我同处的时间。
God has really made this retreat a success.
神实在使这个校运会非常的成功。
He more than answered our prayers and blessed this family summer conference.
他实在是听了我们的祷告，也祝福了这样的一个家庭校运会。
I will never forget these three joyful days.
我永远不会忘记一个三天愉快的日子。
Thank you.
谢谢。
谢谢。好，我们以下请Sister Ong，以下请王姊妹来做见。
Yes, next we will have Sister Ong. 就是在校龄会里，我从主那里所得到的，与大家分享。
These are the things that God has taught me and the things I have received from Him at the family summer retreat. I'd like to share them with you.
当兄弟姐妹在一起祷告的时候，主教导我们，不但兄弟姐妹要彼此相爱，还要爱我们的仇敌，爱我们的邻居，爱我们的教会。
When we got together to pray, we not only learned that we need to love one another,as Christian brothers and sisters, but we also need to love our enemies, to love the Lord, and also to love our church.
也要为别人祷告，不是只为了自己。
We also need to pray for others, not just praying for ourselves.
我感谢主深深地感动我，在我心里头，我问我自己有没有做这样的事情。
The Lord really touched me and then deeply moved me, and I start asking myself, am I doing those things?
我感到心里很惭愧。
I feel very bad in my heart.
我从来没有为我的邻居祷告。
I have never prayed for my neighbors.
为我的仇敌祷告。
Pray for my enemies.
为我的教会祷告。
Pray for my church.
我只是为我自己。
I only pray for myself.
我家庭，我孩子。
Pray for my own family and my own children. That's it.
我也很感谢主，就是让我有悔改的心。
I also thank the Lord for giving me a time to confess my sin and to reconcile myself.
我不再记恨。
I don't want to hate anymore.
我不再怨恨别人。
I don't want to hold grudge against others.
我也不再看到弟兄的眼中有梁木，而是在看到我自己眼中有刺。
And I don't want to continue to look at other brothers and sisters' eyes and see the thorn in their eyes and not see the log in my own eye.
我在你深深地求主保守我们夫妇的心。
Right now, I just really want to sincerely and earnestly ask God to keep me and my husband's heart.
紧紧地追随主。
So that we can continue to pursue after Him, to seek after the Lord in our hearts.
在这个校令会里面，我深深地感到。
These are the things that deeply touch me at the family summer conference.
我爱人家不够。
I don't love others enough.
我求主帮助。
I ask the Lord to forgive me and to help me.
谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢。我们以下请朱国峰弟兄。
Next, we'll have Samuel Chu give his testimony.
我愿意跟弟兄姊妹分享我在夏令会里面所得到的。
I also like to share with you what I received at our family summer conference.
就是哥林多前书第十三章第四节到第七节。
Part of it is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
神再一次把这节圣经节放在孩子的心里。
God once again placed this verse in my heart.
过去有很多的时候，我读这段圣经，我只是为别人而读。
In the past, when I read these verses, I read it for other people.
我没有为我自己。
I read it and apply it to other people instead of applying it to myself.
这次的夏令会。
At this particular summer conference this year,
第一个 message 就是跟我讲要怎么样爱。
The first message we heard spoke to me about how we need to love one another.
这一节是这样说的。
This verse says this.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Verse 4, love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous, love does not brag, and is not arrogant.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
说起我的见证，我要从很久以前开始。
To really share with you my testimony, I need to start long, much longer ago.
我一直在教会里面有服事。
I have served in the church for a long time.
时候久了，我就陷在我自己的骄傲里面。
So after serving for a long time in church, it has a tendency to build up my pride.
于是我就犯了自夸的、张狂的毛病。
And then so I start running into problem having this arrogance and this pride about service in the church.
我站在这里领诗，是在表现我自己能干。
Very often when I lead songs here, it seems as I'm just demonstrating my talents to all of you.
我觉得我自己很有办法。
I feel that I really got it together.
当教会有问题发生的时候
，When church has problems，
我更觉得我骄傲。
My pride comes out even more。
那个老自己又回到我的心里。
That old self takes over the control of my heart。
我自己又觉得我可以用我自己的头脑解决教会里面的问题。
And I feel that I can use my good brain and good experience to solve all the problems that we have in our church。
于是我就开始了批评别人。
And then so I start.Judging others and criticizing others.
过去几个月以来
In the last few months,
我批评长执会
I've been very critical of the board of elders and deacons.
我批评我们的牧师
I've been very critical of our pastor.
我觉得我自己做得对
I feel that everything I do is right.
我觉得他们做的都是不对
I feel that everything they did were wrong.
我觉得我用我自己的方法可以解决教会里面的问题。
I feel that I can use my own good experience and good ability to solve the church problem.
我的骄傲害了我。
My pride caused me to stumble badly.
我把主耶稣的爱全部赶出了我的心。
I have cast out all the love of Jesus from my heart.
就在夏令会的第二个晚上。
It was at the second evening of our family summer retreat.
在那个晚上的聚会以后。
After the evening meeting,
几位弟兄姊妹聚在一起
few brothers and sisters gathered together
我们又特别是我自己又陷在那里批评与论断当中
It was right there when I was again in the midst of my criticism and judging others
当我们低头祷告
afterwards when we bow in prayer
感谢神
I really thank God
神不容许我再这样子做下去
God did not permit me to continue in that track
神用这节圣经节再一次进到我的心里。
God used these verses to penetrate into my heart once again.
让我知道怎么样爱我的弟兄。
Allowing me to know how I can love my Christian brothers and sisters.
当我再仔细读这些的时候，我自己心里觉得真是觉得难过和羞愧。
When I read these verses in more detail, it made me feel very bad and made me feel very ashamed of myself.
感谢主，神不丢弃我。
I thank God that He does not let us go.
神就在那天晚上让我知道我应该爱他。
It was that evening that the Lord allowed me to see that I need to love Him again.
更重要的，我应该爱我的弟兄。
And more importantly, I need to love my Christian brothers and sisters.
神也让我能够学习到 当我们有问题的时候，我们应该为着我们教会里面的同工祷告。
He allowed me to learn this very precious lesson that when we have problems in the church, we need to get on our knees and pray to Him.
我今天早上我在这里愿意这样做。
This morning, I would like to do this here.
我希望长执会跟牧师能够原谅我过去对他们的批评。
I hope that all the members of the board and also the pastor would be able to forgive me for all my past criticisms of them.
我求神能够饶恕我过去的骄傲和自夸。
Also, I want to ask the Lord to forgive me of my pride and my arrogance in the past.
今天早上
This morning,
魔鬼又在那里试炼我。
Satan once again tempted me.
魔鬼让我生气。
He allowed me to, he caused me to get angry this morning.
让我没有办法起来做见证。
So that I can't come up here and give a testimony.
感谢主让我胜过去。
But I thank God that he allowed me to win over this temptation this morning.
这些荣耀我想都应该归给我们在天上的父。
I think all these glory belongs to the Heavenly Father. Thank you.
谢谢主弟兄的见证。
Thank you.
我想借着这一圣灵感动，我借着我讲几句话。刚才那个朱迪兄所做的见证，希望能够，他对长执会的批评，我想我们很多的时候，我想长执会同牧师之间的问题，我想我们实在需要弟兄姊妹的祷告。
I'm just going to take this time, because the Spirit moved me to say that, what Brother Sanatru said that.His criticisms of the board and deacons make me realize that we need all the prayer and love that, from brothers and sisters, for the board and elders.
我想，因为以往呢，我觉得我们的问题在什么地方呢？就是牧师同执事会我们中间的问题，我们没有带到神的面前，直接的得到解决的问题。
I think our problem this time between the pastor and the board is because we did not take this in front of God.
Yeah, 我们就是用人的方法。
We decided to use human to try to solve this.
我相信你们也中间知道，就是问人胜过问上帝。
And of course, you will know that it's better to ask God.
当我们问题没有向神来呼求的时候，来解决的时候，问题就来了。
If we do not go in front of God, ask Him, the problem will automatically come.
所以，我希望你们弟兄姊妹继续为牧师执事会中间的一切的事情祷告。我相信以后主会给我们的力量，任何问题来，我们就当面解决，胜过或者借助弟兄姊妹或者人的方法。我想这是主给我们学了一个很大的功课。
I hope that you will continue to pray for the board and pastors that if there's any other problem that develop later on, we will come before God and give us the strength.
Yeah, 当然我们有靠自己方法做的不对的时候，当然弟兄姊妹批评，这也是个人会发生的事情。
Of course, if we do something wrong, that it will develop criticism from brothers and sisters.
很希望每位弟兄姊妹不断地为本教会祷告，尤其为教会一切的领袖祷告。
I hope that you will unceasingly pray for our church and our brothers and sisters.
相信主的恩典不断地继续会领导在我们身上。我们以下我们请，Neil Wiley 上来做见证。
We'll have Neil Wiley give his testimony.
I've been with the Bread of Life Church for over 4 years now.
我在灵粮堂已经有差不多四年。
And hearing Pastor share his problem of anger only brought to mind the fact that he really doesn't understand anger like I do because I've got Irish blood in me.
如果说我们的牧师脾气不好的话，那他实在是不懂得什么叫脾气不好，因为就我而言，我有爱尔兰的血统。
Approximately a year ago, near the end of the building of this new sanctuary, the problem that was occurring in the church started occurring in me.
在差不多一年以后，在这个教礼拜堂快要盖好的时候，在教会里面有一些问题就逐渐的明显起来。
And it became it started to surface at the time when I went to the co-workers meeting, and I got volunteered to join the family summer conference committee.
在参加一个同工会的时候，我自愿的作为这个夏令会的筹备委员之一。
When I got home, I nearly tore up our phone book.
在回到家的时候，我几乎把电话簿撕掉。
The reason is that I did not want to join the conference committee. I wanted to become part of VBS.
哦，原因是我并不想成为这个夏令会筹备委员之一，我想成为这个儿童暑期圣经班的同工。
And my willingness to serve on that committee was there was none at all.
要成为夏令会筹备委员的这个意愿是一点都没有。
And so to get even, I was asked to join the VBS planning committee.
所以我就想办法告诉他们，我还是要参加这个暑期圣经班的同工。
I most defiantly said no.
哦，当人家问我是不是希望参加这个暑期夏令圣经班的同工的时候，我跟他们讲，我不愿意。作为一种报复。
I have enough to do.
我已经有太多的事情要做。
At the same time, with the church problem surfacing even more, I'm in an unusual predicament. I'm almost married into the church. My father-in-law is the elder of the church.
就在这个时候，教会的事情更加表面化。那而我呢，因为我的父亲我的岳父就是本教会的长老，所以我跟教会的关系也是非常的密切。
And it seemed as if I were placed on a side, and therefore my opinion meant absolutely nothing in this church.
所以因为这样的缘故，好像我的意见就在这个教会里面就不被重视。
And needless to say, my marriage was having problems too.
我实在不愿意这样讲，不过事实上我的婚姻也遭受到一些困扰。
As the problem continued, it seemed that I had to choose between two things.
就在这个时候，我好像在两者之间必须做一个决定。
I had to choose between the church or my wife.
好像就是我必须。